It took Ouro Medonte Council less than 10 minutes Wednesday afternoon to authorize staff to seek a mediator to help them solve Barry's boundary expansion plans into the neighboring township. During a special session of council, George Vadeboncour, Ouro Medonte's manager of planning special projects, provided council with a report that recommended the township initiate the process. The provincial land and development facilitator's role is to help the province, municipalities, developers, businesses and community groups resolve issues related to growth management, land use and infrastructure planning, and environmental protection by providing impartial facilitation services or by acting as a negotiator on behalf of the province, he said. Vadeboncour's recommendation passed unanimously. What we're doing here is simply following procedure, said Ouro Medonte Mayor Randy Greenlaw. I would kind of look at it as, you're getting the tools necessary in your toolbox to get this discussion with the city of Barrie across the finish line. According to Greenlaw, Municipal Affairs and Housing Minister Paul Calandra said a provincial land facilitator would be advantageous and he was open to the township using a facilitator. The minister is strongly considering the request for facilitation services from the township of Ouro Medonte, relating to ongoing discussions with the city of Barrie, and is hoping to make a decision soon, Bianca Mehta, press secretary for Calandra, wrote in an email on Tuesday, ahead of Ouro Medonte's special council meeting. According to Greenlaw, the reason the township is bringing this forward now is to ensure there's no delay down the road. The partnership will entail our official plan, the county's official plan, our zoning bylaws and potential cross-border servicing, Greenlaw said. It's complex in order for us to come up with the best partnership, for not just the participating municipalities, but for the entire area to address the provincial needs of housing and industrial land, the mayor added. According to Ouro Medonte staff, there is no cost to the township to engage the provincial land and development facilitator's services. In his report, Vadeboncour also said all options should be explored in collaboration with Barrie and Simcoe County. In January, officials from Ouro Medonte met with Calandra, who told them municipalities and upper tiers of government are expected to work cooperatively. At its February 14 meeting, Ouro Medonte Council confirmed the township did not support Barrie's proposed boundary expansion as presented. At the same time, the township said it was prepared to work with the city of Barrie to find an amicable solution to address its employment land needs based on a comprehensive planning process that works for Ouro Medonte, Barrie, Simcoe County and the province. Since that meeting, letters were sent to Barrie and Calandra letting them know Ouro Medonte's decision. According to Vadeboncour's report, informal discussions between Greenlaw and Barrie Mayor Alex Nuttall have occurred. The discussions have been amicable and they have been moving forward in a positive direction, Greenlaw said. Without getting into the details, I think we've brought things a long way and we will get this across the finish line hopefully before much longer. According to Vadeboncour's report, the provincial facilitation process allows a third party to review the proposals and alternatives submitted by each municipality in an objective manner and can result in recommended potential solutions. Vadeboncour's report noted this is a voluntary process, Barrie and Simcoe County would be approached to participate. In January, we advised the ministry that the city of Barrie would participate in the provincial facilitator process, said Sean Gibson, spokesman for Nuttall's office.